testing found dimethoate residue above the maximum permissible limit on the fruit skin samples. The APVMA says the residual insecticide levels detected, quote, are unlikely to pose a significant risk to human health, end quote, but issued the suspension as a precaution.
A woman who used a drone to fly $119,000 worth of drugs, as well as a USB drive containing pornography, into a Queensland prison has been sentenced to 16 months in prison, eligible for parole. The 27-year-old woman faced Brisbane Supreme Court on Friday after she pled guilty to two counts of aggravated supply of dangerous drugs in a correctional facility. The staff at the prison found a crashed drone close to an exercise yard in April of last year. The drugs were expected to be distributed inside the prison.
In national news, the Northern Territory government has appealed a $1 million compensation payout to former Don Dale detainees. Earlier this month, the Supreme Court ordered the NT government to pay four former detainees a share of $960,000 in damages, following a legal battle that spanned almost a decade and resulted in a royal commission. The court ordered the payments to show the court's disapproval of unlawful force being used on children or youth in detention. The NT government has not acknowledged the incident as unlawful, nor have they issued an apology.
The New South Wales government will allocate $6.8 million to combat illegal vape sales amid youth addiction. The anti-vaping initiative will target enforcement and awareness with $2.5 million dedicated to digital initiatives, learning modules, and increasing the accessibility of the I Can Quit platform. The government hopes limiting the supply chain will see an overall decrease in the number of youth taking up vaping.
In international news, four people have been killed in a siege on Sunday in a Serbian Orthodox monastery in North Kosovo in southeastern Europe. One police officer and three of the attackers were amongst those killed, with the action said to be a rebellion against Albin Kurti, a Kosovo Albanian politician and activist. Serbia still deems Kosovo to be part of its territory but denies attempting to incite unrest in the area. Kosovo police have confiscated mass weapons, ammunition, and heavy military equipment from armed terrorists. The operation is ongoing.
For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy. It's currently 20 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 24. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 7, which is in the high band. That's all your news for 10 a.m. We'll be back at 11 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.